The murder trial for the former Minneapolis police officer accused of kneeling on George Floyd's neck during a police stop last year has been put on hold. Jury selection was to start today in the trial of Derek Chauvin, but a judge put a stop to it until an appeals court decides whether to reinstate third-degree murder charges against him.
Floyd's death sparked a wave of national and international protests over police violence against Black Americans. In Congress this week, the House is expected to vote on the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. It was blocked last summer by Republicans who controlled the Senate then. Nolan McCaskill reports for Politico on what's changed since George Floyd's death. And Nolan, welcome to Here and Now.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So this bill has quite a few things that are typically left up to departments to enact, banning chokeholds, ending racial and religious profiling, a data collection system that traces police encounters. This seems to be a bill that wants to add uniformity to policing in ways that we actually haven't seen before. Do you think it will pass this time?
That's a tough question. Congressional Democrats have been pretty optimistic that it will pass. But the reality is, for this bill to pass, Democrats would need the support of at least 10 Republicans in the Senate. So I think if this bill is one that will pass, I'm highly skeptical that it will look like what passed the House. I believe that Democrats will need to negotiate with Republicans. Democrats may have to make concessions in order to win over enough support from the other side of the aisle. It does have a chance of passing. I just think that it won't pass as is.
In the meantime, we know that states and cities are also enacting their own laws. So far, 25 states have enacted new policing measures. What have been the results of some of those changes so far?
I think it's a little too soon to sort of draw conclusions from these policies. I think what we saw in a lot of state legislatures is that governors and state lawmakers wanted to take swift action. So we know that George Floyd was killed on Memorial Day, May 25th last year. And we saw a wave of action over the summer. We saw dozens of bills being introduced in states like New York and Colorado. We saw those bills become law. A lot of those bills targeted chokeholds, trying to ban those. There were a lot of updates to training and standards. But it really remains to be seen whether these are really things that improve policing. Police officers continue to, you know, maybe use chokeholds that aren't legal, that, you know, maybe nobody else sees. Maybe they are dash cams, but the dash cams are turned on, so they don't really have the same effect. So I think that these are policies that are well-intentioned policies that are trying to move the needle on police reform, but they're really just a far cry from what a lot of activists are calling for, and that's defunding the police, or at least taking some funding from police and reinvesting those funds into the community.
And we're talking about months since many of these measures have passed. So point taken, it's still very soon, very early in the process of seeing what comes from many of these changes in municipalities and states. But what has happened in Minneapolis since George Floyd was killed? How has policing changed there?
So I had a conversation maybe 2 weeks ago with somebody on the ground there. He's an activist with a group. His answer was that not much has changed. You know, he criticized the city council for talking a lot about radical action like defunding the police or even abolishing the police department there. But in terms of actual policy, in terms of significant sweeping changes since George Floyd was killed, he told me he just hasn't seen them.
You know, another thing we're learning a lot about is the power of police unions. What have you learned?
Right. I've also done a bit of reporting on this, and these are very powerful forces. They're not always out front, and so it's easy to forget about them. But when it comes to why things haven't changed, they've been one of the scapegoats so far.
You've spoken to many activists who have been telling you how they've been feeling about the changes we've seen since last May. I mean, how has this past year maybe informed their focus or really changed or shifted the focus of many activist movements during this time?
The message that was relayed to me is that a lot of activists have been doing this work for years and years. And so they're optimistic, seeing the energy on the ground, seeing the mass protests. You know, seeing not just Black people, not just people of color, but a lot of white Americans going out in the middle of a pandemic, you know, saying what happened to George Floyd is wrong, saying police brutality is wrong, calling for racial justice. You have a new administration in the White House running things. So things seem to be lining up. But again, if you look at what's happening on Congress, the House did pass a bill last week to reform policing, but Highly skeptical that 10 Republicans will support that bill as is. And it's sort of another sign that things have yet to change, because when you look at the federal policing, this bill is something that still hasn't passed, despite the momentum, despite the excitement, despite the support of Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm. Nolan McCaskill is a reporter for Politico. Thank you so much, Nolan, for your time.
Thank you for having me.